Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good Wednesday out there, Joe. My condolences.
What happened?
I'm just wondering. You're either going to a funeral or a court date. So what's going on?
No one would go to a funeral in these colors. And I said yesterday, these are bright colors. I said yesterday I'm going to start dressing up.
It's not bright. That's navy blue. It's not a bright color.
What do you wear to? I thought you wear black to a funeral.
Yeah, you wear a suit to a funeral.
Yeah. No, I said yesterday on this very program that I know at least you were listening to.
Yeah.
That I'm going to start dressing better.
No, so it's my favorite part. Joe is wearing what would be like casual Friday in an office. Like casual Friday in an office pre-2019 was like a button-down shirt, khakis or slacks. No tie. Casual Friday. You're going even more casual than that. You have a button-down shirt tucked into jeans that you're wearing right now, which is, it's a very casual look. It's a look worn by millions of men everywhere. You'll see a bunch of people dressed like this if you're going to work today. Every single person to a man who has seen Joe walk through these halls has made some sort of comment about why you're so dressed up. What's going on? Hey, Joe, looking sharp.
Yeah, I thought it would. I did not think it would get the. I didn't know if it would be so noticed. I didn't know I was dressing like such a slob for the last 7 years.
Like, what does it tell you?
Yeah, it tells me I've made some interesting. But this is the new norm. And you know what?
We'll see about that.
We might throw some khakis into it.
We'll see about that.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
Really?
I think this will last at most a couple of days.
Okay. I'm glad you said that.
All right. Prove me wrong.
You and my wife, I think the same thing.
Yeah. This at most a couple of days before you're...
I wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, you're just back to... I mean, because your normal attire is what? Gym shorts.
I at least wear shorts that I have to put a belt on when I come to work. I haven't worn gym shorts here since the pandemic.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen you wear gym shorts over wind pants here in work.
I've done that, yes.
Which is just an incredible look.
But you know what? As I said yesterday, I think the changing of the age, getting older, I think...
You've hit 35 and now it's like...
And I think I want people to perceive me as a more serious person. And I think that has been a huge problem so far in my career. So I want to be perceived as a serious professional person that you can take
you go,
serious.
I'm throwing away the gym shorts.
Well, no, I wore gym shorts to the gym, but I think to come to work, I want like people to go, well, you know, there's a guy who's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one said that to me when I was leaving the gym, though.
Yeah.
You know, on other days, they would never say, oh, I'm sure that guy's going to work. They're probably like, that guy's going back to bed.
Yeah.
why'd he come here so early?
Or he's going to another gym.
Yeah. He took a shower to go gym somewhere else?
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, started to at the end of the show, and we will continue it today. 803-0930. The dress code. So we're on this. The dress code, in case you haven't heard, the formality relaxed on the Senate floor where... Senators, that's right, United States senators, where if you, there was a time when that meant something, you know, you're a senator, you wear like a three-piece suit, you got a haircut, you know, you're high styling, you carried yourself with some dignity, but now you're allowed to wear more comfortable clothing, forego the suit and tie, and any other dress code mandate, while you're on the Senate floor.
It comes after Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat, faced criticism for wearing gym shorts and hooded sweatshirts. Fetterman has previously voted from doorways to skirt previous Senate attire rules. 46 Republicans have now sent a letter urging Schumer to reverse course, calling the change misguided. Schumer says it's about choice, saying now senators are able to choose what they wear on the Senate floor. I will continue to wear a suit.
The relaxation of rules only applies to senators. Somehow the interns and all the staffers still have to wear suits. I don't know how that's fair.
That's right. So you have to move up to be able to have casual every day.
But what, I mean, what do you think about this? 803-0930. Like, to me, this is just, a lot of people will say, who cares?
Yes.
I think, would that be the majority of people? Just, I mean, if you polled literally everybody.
Well, majority of people would say, if you didn't tell me, I would never know because I don't watch the Senate.
Yeah, but like, you know, I think a majority of people would be like, who cares what you wear to work?
Yeah.
I want to push back. I care. Like, I want there to be some places where you have to kind of
Dress up.
Hold yourself to a little bit of a higher standard than your trip to the supermarket.
Yeah.
So I want to know if what people think about that. What is like the most egregious dressing faux pas you've seen out there? And everything else you think about format. I'm thinking, you know, not just at the grocery store, although I'm sure there's plenty of stories about that, of what you see people wearing around. There's websites dedicated to it. But, I mean, if you've been to events you think are formal and they've been deformalized and it kind of is bugging you, let us know. 803-0930. And where do you get dressed up still? And where is it okay to dress down? You can let us know. 803-0930 throughout the day.
You know, I just want to say, and I know I said this yesterday, I don't mean to repeat myself, but apparently not many people were listening. I want to say, pajama pants should never be worn outside the house. I am 100% on that. I know maybe I sound like an old man. You should not be wearing pajama pants outside your front door. Like, that's the house, a hotel room, you know. But you should not be going to the grocery store in your
There's a
size too big pajama pants.
There's a big difference between pajama pants and
sweatpants. I mean, there is.
Sweatpants or, like, athleisure pants.
Yeah.
My son wears them. I call them action pants. So he wears them to karate. I'm like, these are your action pants. So like, you know, like those things. Because we've talked about this before when we were talking about the former Buffalo school superintendent who wore sweatpants famously to a news conference. And I noticed it. I'm like, I have not seen a pair of slacks with a Nike swoosh on the side that wasn't on Tiger Woods ever. So,
well, he thought the suit jacket was going to cover up the Nike's
it
logo.
Didn't. So I, you know, I think that that is just kind of like outrageous. But you can go out in certain pairs of sweatpants, like joggers are a really big thing. Like, I think that's generally fine. But there should be places where you don't want to wear that to, right?
Senate's one.
The floor of the United States Senate would be one. He's wearing the former, the old Joe Beam, the 24 and under, or excuse me, 34 and under Joe Beamer outfit of gym shorts and a hoodie onto the Senate. Which, by the way, gym shorts and a hoodie, that's me. Yep. Like, that is me outside of work. If I'm doing anything out there, I'm hanging around the house. I am, you know, maybe you're going over to a friend's house just to hang out. I'm, you know, a lot of different things. Gym shorts and a hoodie is my comfortable outfit. You know where I'm not wearing that? To work. Out if I'm doing anything productive during the day. I'll wear it to the store. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to look like a slob.
No. Gym shorts, hoodie, flip flops. That's what I'm wearing to the store.
I don't do the flip. I can't wear flip flops out. I need to be able to be on the move if I'm out anywhere. Flip flops are a strictly for me getting the mail, and if I'm going back and forth, like last night, house to the grill, flip flops. Yeah. Outside of my property, the flip-flops don't exist.
I mean, I guess I don't wear them to work anymore. I guess the new Joe Beamer doesn't wear flip-flops to work.
We won't be able to hear you coming.
Exactly.
We could usually hear you coming down the hall.
Yeah. I know. Oh, crap. Joe's here. But you know another place, and I've been guilty of this, but recent, the last time I flew, it did bother me. Last time I flew. It bothered me. Was that proper English? I guess not. The plane. Like, you don't have to dress up for the plane, but could you not look like a slob on the plane? Like, I do think there's a middle. We talked about the middle yesterday.
What's the middle to you?
Like, I don't know. Don't be a slob on the plane.
The TSA eliminated the middle. I'm sorry.
You know, that is a good point.
I like the plane.
But pajama
gym
pants
shorts
again.
Shorts and a hoodie.
But pajama pants are not on a plane.
Oh, pajama pants shouldn't leave the bed.
You know, and another thing, if you're going to be on a plane with, maybe take a shower. Like, I know that's not clothes, but that's another thing. Like,
is that in the Senate?
If you're going to be on the nonstop flight to Vegas, maybe you take a shower before you get on the plane. You know, I mean, yes, it's early for all of us, but throw a little soap on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
or
that's,
do anything.
Maybe that's too offensive, but I don't think that's asking much to take a shower before you're going to be on a metal tube with people for 4 hours.
The plane used to be the dress up thing. You know, it was a classy thing. You'd dress up. You would have your cigarettes in your front coat pocket.
Yes.
You know, all that kind of stuff. The TSA has ruined that. Now, like the amount you have to undress to go through security, the shoes off, like the all this kind of stuff. And with how uncomfortable a plane used to have a comfortable seat.
Yeah.
They would feed you a meal. It would, here's a nice hot towel. Now it's get in here. Be quiet. Don't complain. If your foot touches the line of that aisle, I will scold you for it. The plane, you can wear comfortable clothes, but there is a line between.
It's a different middle than what we talked about yesterday, but there's still a middle that we're not a slob.
To me, that's not the middle. That's the bottom. Like, that's the pajama pant thing everywhere. Like, that's a bare minimum. There has been, like, an explosion. People take pictures all the time, post online, of people who just go shoeless or shoeless and sockless on a plane. Like, that's crazy. Like, the pajama pants don't. That's a bare minimum thing to me. But comfort clothes on a plane, I think, is the new norm now, unless you're flying first class something like that. Or you're, you know, with a bunch of people impressing, I don't know what people, who you're going to impress on the plane. But anyway.
Sometimes you literally have to land and go to a meeting.
Yes.
I understand that.
Comfort clothes because of how uncomfortable air travel has been.
And something else I've been guilty of and will never do again, flip-flops are not for the airplane. Because you are so close to the person in front of you, your bare foot should not be exposed on an airplane. That is on my list. Again, I've been guilty of it. Would never do it. No one needs to see my disgusting feet when you're that close to someone you don't know.
Or most places.
Well, sorry, Brian. When I come over, I'm still wearing my flip-flops.
But where are the places that are still kind of formal wear to you? You can let us know, 803-0930. The Senate floor thing, I don't know. It just bugs me to no end. Most workplaces, there's been a casualness. I mean, look at me. I'm like super casual right now. I got like a track top on, jeans, sneakers.
But you've been dressing up more lately.
Yeah. I'm
you're my inspiration.
I'm a presentable, regular guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's all there is. And there is something, Joe, to like what you just said about people taking you seriously, like all that kind of stuff. It is 100% true. And whether people want to admit it or not, if your office is completely casualized to the point where it's just like jeans and or anything like that, you dress it up just a little bit. I mean, you don't want to be wearing a tux, but you dress it up just a little bit. And all of a sudden, you look like you have your stuff put together just a little bit more.
How many days until that the way you dress can change people's perception? Again, to go off your, this is only going to last.
For you?
This is only going to last me a few days.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Let's go.
Like, I think it has to, it's got to last.
Till the end of the year?
Well, it's got to last a while because you already have, you know, you're not making a first impression here.
All right, but
you're trying to erase.
But does that go for everybody? Say you've been overly casual since the pandemic, and now you're like, people aren't really treating me with respect. I feel like I want to be taken more serious. I'm not saying people don't treat me with respect. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a hypothetical situation here. I want people to start respecting me. How long for the average person who maybe in 2020 did put their nice clothes away?
I think it probably depends on
the person.
Yeah, the person. Yeah. I mean, the actual person depends too. It's not like, you know, a tucked in shirt's magically going to cure all you know, anything you've done in the last, right? But, like, it depends on the person mostly.
Yeah.
And I think it might take a little while, but eventually, like, you know, like, oh, you just kind of look like you have your stuff
together.
Put together.
You didn't throw stuff on the way,
like,
out the door.
It won't get you everything, but I do feel like it kind of gets you into the door. It gives you, like, a moment of, you know, that first moment. You walk up to somebody, you're completely casual, who's like a boss or whoever in the office or wherever you work, and, you know, it's a first impression. First impressions are everything. You walk up to somebody, somebody might not immediately dismiss you. That's at least, a lot of people hear that and go, that's such an old school way of thinking. Maybe it's an old school thing to admit, but I still think it is the way people think, even subconsciously.
Yeah, I wore a suit to my interview here at Odyssey. You know, and then it was just downhill from there.
The suit, and the tie came off first, then the jacket.
That's right. You know, in a week of training, we were where I was John Fetterman by Friday. Yeah.
But I don't know why some places can't still be. Like, it's not that hard to dress up for the Senate floor. I mean, how often are you on in your job? How often are you on the Senate floor?
That's a good question, too.
Not that much.
Admittedly, I've not yet talked to a senator on hardline, so I don't know the answer. But you're right. I mean, they're only on call, I think, 4 days a week to begin with. And you're usually just in your office.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you go into your office, you can change back.
Right. Have a suit on the back of the door for when you go to make a speech.
It's not. There it could be a tearaway thing. Like,
we should run for Senate.
But I just don't know what the deal is with having to, like, and this is not just a Fetterman thing. It's not just in the Senate. I do think it's a lot of people. Anytime you have to dress up, you kind of, there more and more you hear this, like, I gotta throw on pants, you know, like something like that.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, from the times I've put a suit on, I mean, if I had a job where I had to wear a suit, I don't think I'd complain.
I think it would get annoying. I prefer not to.
If you had like one of these serious office building jobs, I'd put a suit on. It's fine. If it goes with
you'd
the job.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think I'd be hemming and hawing all the time about it. Like, I think eventually it's just, this is what I wear to work.
I think you'll find out with this. Like, it'll be more, you have to have a pressed shirt. You're going to have to make sure your suits are dry cleaned. You know, how many do you have? You're going to have to start ironing all the time. You're going to have to do more laundry. You're going to have to, it's all the stuff that comes with it.
We'll see. But yeah, you're right. No, for a suit, that's right, because it's not, you can't put the suit in the washer and dryer. I can still put what I'm wearing in the washer and dryer. You can't do that with a suit. That is the one thing.
Got to take it out. You got to iron.
Yeah, I mean,
it's important.
You got to actually prep your day before 3 a.m. the day of.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. Maybe if I work, that's another thing is the relatability. If you work at, you go into work at 9 or 10. It's a lot different of a prep time in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Than if you go into work at 3. My stuff's laid out the night before. It's there. It's meant for easy throw on and out the door.
This was hanging in my bathroom, so a hot shower would get all the wrinkles out. And here we are.
Yeah, I don't know if that really
didn't work.
I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Works out
the way you think it is. All right. 803-0930. Let's go over to the text board this morning and seeing what's going on. Someone saying safety is an all-round issue relating to how you should dress while going out. You should not drive a vehicle while wearing flip-flops or similar type shoe wear. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, again, going out, what do you mean by going out?
Driving.
Oh, I 100% think I drive better in flip-flops because I kick them off and I'm driving with my bare foot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that.
Really?
Yeah, you kick the flip-flop back so it doesn't get stuck under the brake. No problem with that.
How do you drive in your bare feet?
The same way you would drive in shoes.
It's such a different... It's so hard for me to drive in bare feet.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it.
It's a completely different feeling.
I've been doing it since I was 17. I mean, I've always been a big flip-flop guy, so.
There's no difference in your mind driving in the summer and then when you have to actually wear shoes in the winter?
I don't notice any, I mean, now, maybe when I first did, but you're just touching the bare pedal, but I mean, I haven't gotten, you know, I don't feel any more unsafe with the bare foot. Again, Brian, that's Joe Beamer of the past. We're not wearing flip-flops to work anymore. So.
Oh, you won't have to worry about it. Someone else, how about young people not looking like they're at the beach? Beach shorts, so short.
But that's another thing I want to talk about when we get back, because doesn't the season also dictate what is more accepted in certain places of business or in certain places? Like, don't you get kind of a casual break in June, July, August? Can't you have summer wear that you wear to the office? Again, not the Senate floor. I'm talking about the average job. Does the season dictate that?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Should it? Let us know when we get back. 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. BMAS and Beamer on News Radio 930.
Catch your breath there.
Sorry. Don't forget, tonight I'm listening a live 2-hour special featuring some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals spreading awareness about mental health and the message, the talk. That Talk Saves Lives, hosted by Carson Daly and Katie Neal. I'm listening. That's tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN and on the Odyssey app.
So you don't have to look nice on the floor of the Senate anymore. They've relaxed the rules to, come as you are, I guess. What about you getting dressed up for work? Where has it changed? Where should the formal dress still be in place? 803-0930, Bill in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. All right, Bill, what do you think?
I never took too much precedent. I don't think that dressing up is all that necessary. Just don't come in as a slob is the main thing that I feel. I mean, I work well whether I'm wearing a shorts and t-shirt or a suit and tie. I don't, you know, unless there's an important meeting where you need to be decked out in, I don't think that it's all that necessary. It's all in how the employee works is the more important thing.
Bill, have you always felt this way, or has your opinion on this evolved over the last 5 years?
No, I've always felt this way. I'm not opposed to getting dressed. I'll be honest, my opinion stems from the fact that I run hot, therefore I prefer to wear a short sleeve shirt and shorts. If my employer were to allow, if they wanted me to dress up, but they were to allow like a dress, short sleeve dress shirt and dress shorts, hey, I'm there, you know? But I did not like the dress shirt with the pants. It always pissed me off. But again, I don't think that dressing up makes you the better employee. I can understand an argument for it, but let's look at, this conversation is stemming from what's happening in the House. I mean, look at the people that are in the House. Both sides act like children sometimes. So, really?
No debate.
You're telling me dressing up makes is great, but act like children, we're okay? I'm not sold on that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you on that point, Bill. And I do like what you said about, and thanks for the call. I do like what you said about, just don't look like a slob is the way you phrased it.
Yes.
But you don't have to wear formal wear to be presentable, the gist of what you're saying. And that's like kind of how I've treated the workplace in the last few years, right? Where there is a difference between you could have two people wearing almost the exact same thing and looking completely different. You know, one looks well put together and the other looks like they just rolled out of bed.
Right. How they wear it.
Yes, it's how you wear it. It might be just a little tweak, like, you know, a shorts and a t-shirt. That might be fine wherever you're going to work. What does the t-shirt have on it? Right, yep. Like that's one thing. I got a lot of t-shirts. Some I'd wear to work. Some I'm definitely not going to wear to work, right? I mean, like, what does the t-shirt have on it? Does it fit, or do you look like it's clothes hanging on a scarecrow or something like that? All of that kind of fits into being presentable, which I think now is more important than, you know, necessarily what you wear. And it's hard to put that into a dress code, right? Like, it's so... it's ambiguous that it can't clearly be defined. If you were just to say, be presentable, that means a lot of different things to a lot of people. But if we're not really talking about clothing per se, you know, it's not you have to wear long sleeves or you have to wear a certain type of shoe. It's more along the lines of, hey, you have to not look like a slob, as the caller put it.
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's the best way to put it. I should have just turned the mic off there instead of turned away. I'm sorry.
But like I feel like that should be the norm for everybody. It's right. Not, as you look around.
I mean, like you said, no matter what you're doing, I don't think you want to look like a slob out in public.
No.
Right? I mean, I don't care what I look like at home, but if I'm going out in public, you never know who you're going to run into. I might run into you. You know?
And if you look like a slob, Joe, I don't know if I would.
I know, but then the next day you'll say, Joe, I thought you were, this was new Joe. I saw you at Wegmans yesterday.
You really are new Joe, aren't you, today? you've tucked in your shirt and you've changed your entire attitude.
You know, not to keep on bringing this about me, but I walked out during the break and Tim and Susan both don't think this is going to last.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of doubters out there.
Because we know you.
What's that supposed to mean?
We know, we see you every day. Like, we know what you come in looking like. We don't have a problem with it, but you have a certain appearance about you. The reason why every person in the building has said something to you is because this is so out of left field.
Which is weird, because if you looked at my closet, it looks like someone who wears this every day. I mean, that's just wasted clothes.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm like...
So, here we go. But I want to get into... Does it depend on the season as well? You know, yesterday I brought up church, right? And I remember back in the day, church would go up an hour, right? So it'd be at 10 instead of 11. And more people, even in the time where most people were still dressing up to go to church, were in polos and shorts. You know, is that, depending on what we're talking about here, does the season also dictate what is acceptable, what is presentable?
Maybe, I guess... I mean, if you're talking, if somebody's wearing shorts in the winter,
I used to do that.
I'm immediately writing them off. Like, you know, like that's like if by that, I don't necessarily think the season really dictates. You know, when you mentioned church, I think church has just gotten a lot more casual. That's what.
Yes.
And it also very much depends on where you go. Right.
Yeah.
Depends on what religion, what denomination of that religion. Right. The type of church you're going, the type of service you're going to.
Right.
If you're, when I went to our baptism mass, you know, for my youngest son, I wore a suit.
You dressed up a little, yeah.
Yeah, you are not catching me in a suit. I'll wear a t-shirt and shorts. Again, presentable, but not dressed up in any stretch of the means to church. And it's that kind of church. I don't know if I would wear that necessarily to. Another one that I'm going to.
Right.
Like that, to say church, like as a blanket statement.
I know, that is quite
but it's almost
statement.
Like saying the job is like a blank. Everyone has
right.
a different job, and what you'd wear depends on what you do. You know, in office, it's maybe a little bit more uniform than that.
What about those people who work from home? You know, my mom just started working from home, but when I stop by the house, it seems like she's still wearing her her work clothes. I mean, has that changed what you wear? Knowing that, hey, maybe someone's going to be calling a Zoom meeting in 2 minutes. I mean, do you still... Because who was our last caller? Rich, Tom, and Tonawanda? Sorry, the last caller, I forgot your name. But Bill. Bill and Tonawanda said, you know, he can work no matter what he's wearing. But does that also... Some people, maybe it's like, I forget I'm at work if I'm rolling around the house in shorts, in a t-shirt, so I dress up to remember, yeah, this is still my place of employment. This is still a place to be a professional, even though it's an office down the hall from my bedroom.
Jack in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. What are you thinking about this?
Hey, Brian. How are you? Well, it's funny. I think I've become my dad. I'm retired now, but the last few years of employment, we had a dress down or a casual. So you wear khakis and a dress shirt or polo shirt or whatever. But now that's all I wear is khakis and sweatpants, and I don't even own a pair of blue jeans. I have one pair of black jeans, and that's it.
So it's one or the other. You're going slacks or sweats.
Yeah, exactly. Or shorts, like right now I got shorts on.
So, yeah, still summer.
But I become my dad.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call. 803-0930 if you want to get in.
And, you know, another thing we haven't talked about, age. Do you grow out of something that you should be wearing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is where there's a little bit of a double standard, though.
Okay.
Because this is much more a conversation that is usually about women than it is about men.
Yeah.
Right. There are a lot more things. You ask that question, immediately to your mind come things that women wear when they're younger that you're not going to see as they get older. Men, not quite as much.
True.
It might even be gender exclusive, right? Like, what are some things on a guy that as they age, you would say like, oh, you definitely can't wear that again? And I'm not talking about the shoes that light up when you take a step.
I was going more what would be accepted the older you get. Wearing into certain places. And I'll go back to what we've been talking about, flip-flops. I feel like at a younger age, you can get away with flip-flops in more places than you can the older you get.
Mm.
Because your feet get more disgusting.
I have two responses to that. Yeah. My first reaction is, I don't think you can get away with it at any age, depending on where you go. And the second one would be, I would think it actually goes the opposite way.
Ah, okay.
Where you're younger, you should be a little more buttoned up. And as you get older, 60s, 70s, 80s, you're given a lot of slack.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
If you saw an 85-year-old in sweatpants somewhere, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, look at,
they're still getting out. Look at this.
What are you? Come on. Show some respect. put on some tight jeans. Like, come on. No. Nobody's doing that. Someone's saying, I've seen people in Wegmans in their bathing suits. Again, who, right? That makes all the difference. It is a double standard. I hate to admit it. It's unfair, women. I agree.
Yeah.
But it is a double standard. I see somebody in Wegmans in a bathing suit. Joe, if it's you or me, and you have a t-shirt on, and our bathing suits are shorts, yeah, as long as it's not a Speedo, that's perfectly fine. If it's a woman in a bathing suit in a Wegmans, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. It might not be fair, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, when this person probably saw me at Wegmans in a swimsuit because that was a few weeks ago. It was laundry day.
Jeez, I don't think this is going to last, Joe. But when you go back to the question, do you age out of certain things? Like, right, when you think about these things, it is typically not things that a guy would wear.
That's true.
A nose ring, maybe. You age out of that a guy would wear, but like other than that,
yeah. Got? Are we talking about sweatpants with stuff on the butt? Like at a certain age, you don't wear that anymore.
But that's a girl thing.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. Like that's
to your point.
Showing a bunch of skin is not typically what a guy is going to do. But to the point, tank top. There is a double standard there. Like that's the only thing I'm thinking. Showing skin, a guy could do. You could get away with that almost at any age.
That's true.
So
I don't have the arms for a tank top, so I've never been one to wear a tank top.
It's unfortunate, but it is the thing. On our text board, a lot of people are weighing in on this, on what you should wear, where you are. Someone said no baseball caps indoors. Like I don't know if I'm sounding like a stickler for dress. I'm really not. I think, like, as long as you're presentable, you can be presentable wearing almost anything. But there's a line between presentable and slob that I think just goes way over everybody's head. You can wear a hat and still be presentable. You Yes. can wear types of sweatpants, believe it or not, and still be presentable. But there's a line between when it's presentable and when you look like a slob. And then there's another line, Joe, when it comes to places like the Senate floor, where, yes, I do think everybody should be wearing a suit.
Yes.
Because there are some places, some instances where you just want to dress up as a show of respect.
Yep.
You're not going to be wearing shorts and a t-shirt to church when it is somebody's funeral, hopefully. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
We got Ruben in North Tonawanda, where I'm from. Ruben, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. What do you think about this?
Good, good. I used to come home from Wall Street, and I'm still wearing my black dress socks, and I just put on a pair of sneakers. It's the only thing I didn't change out of when I'm changing into comfortable clothes. Then I noticed in the early 2000s, my son's wearing black socks, and I didn't feel so bad.
Well, there you go. You don't have to change out it too much to go from work to home. A lot of people are probably like that. If you have a job where you're wearing a t-shirt and jeans, yeah, it might not be that much different. For me, like, our job here, it's not that much different from what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Wherever I go. And, you know, to your point, summer changes things in the fact that you don't wear shorts in the winter. You know, I'm not just out in a t-shirt in the winter.
Right.
So, like, I guess it changes things in that way. But, yeah, you'll be a little more – I'm more often changing out of my work clothes in the summer when it's hot outside than I am in the winter when I'm typically not wearing shorts to work.
I got to be warm when I get home, too.
Yeah, every now and then, right? I've got long sleeves on usually in the studio here.
The difference is when you get home, you can take the winter jacket off.
Yeah.
That you've been wearing since 5 o'clock.
That happens sometimes. But what are the places? I mean, there are some people who enjoy a more casual wedding. And, like, that's okay. But still, like, doesn't casual have its limits?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, weddings are, if the bride and groom want to throw the most casual wedding, then have whatever they want be respected. But most weddings, I think that's a celebration to dress up.
I'm like,
or an occasion to dress up.
As a rule, just at a wedding, unless I'm specifically told otherwise, I'm wearing a suit. Right? Yeah. Like, shouldn't that be the rule for everyone? If I'm going to the floor of the Senate, unless specifically told it's no, it's Hawaiian themed shirt day.
Yeah.
In honor of our two senators from Hawaii this one day of the year, I'm wearing a suit. I'm trying to think. There are really not that many places, which is why it, like, really does bug me that we're eliminating one of the places.
Yeah, and, you know, to a point I made yesterday, if I was going to visit the Capitol, I think I'd dress up. Like, I wore a suit to go into the White House.
I'm not going to wear shorts and a hoodie.
No.
To that trip.
No. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to be presentable. When I went to go visit Albany with student government, I made myself presentable.
Out to dinner.
Presentable.
How many places still have, like, a dress code where you go out to dinner? Where you have to wear a jacket?
Less and less.
Are there any? Because I've been to places where I thought that there would be some sort of dress code, and you see people all around just kind of not necessarily super casual or just wearing a t-shirt or something like that, but a lot more casual than I would think.
Yeah, I don't want to be sticking out. Like, so if I'm going to a place where I think most people are going to dress up, I'm going to dress up.
It's hardly anywhere now. You go out to eat in places, and it is, you are just getting everything.
Yeah.
Especially if you think you're going to a nicer dinner. I mean, you will get a little bit of everything.
And you tell everyone, you tell your whole family, all right, dress up. Right? Everyone there is going to be dressed up, and then you walk in and, oops.
Well, no.
Not everyone was dressed up.
We're good. Everyone else, it's everyone else, not us, that looks a little silly. And you tell your whole family to dress up, and everyone has a different idea of what that means, right?
That's true as well. That's right.
Dress up. This is my best T-shirt.
You meet everyone, you know, outside the restaurant. I thought we said dress up. Well, yeah. This is my best Bill shirt. What do you?
Yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow, Joe, we'll see.
Come on. You think one day and done? I thought you'd have a little more respect for me.
Well, yeah, I guess so. You're in here a little later tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I got a little more time tomorrow.
You got some more time to do.
You want to put a date on when you think I'll break this?
No.
Okay.
I have a date in my mind. If you surpass it, I'll let you know.
I think you're being a good friend and you're pushing me. You know, all right, I'm saying something. He's going to have to keep on.
Got to do it.
He's going to have to keep on tucking a shirt into his jeans, which, you know, is not that most difficult thing.
All right. So you got David coming up next after the news with Lucas. And we'll be back here tomorrow. BMS and Beamer on WBEN.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.